Is it recording?
Duncan, you've known some tough days in your time as a coach. How does that rate?
Well, I think I'll have some more tough days in my time, I'm sure of that. But it was pretty tough. I mean, unfortunately, that toss was quite important. I think it was an important session before lunch. We looked to be going all right with one down, and those two wickets that England got just before lunch really put us on the back foot. If we'd gone in with one down there, I think it might have been a different story.
Mr. Fletcher, when you took over as the Indian coach, a lot was expected, and especially with your experience of coaching the England team. What actually is hampering the progress of this Indian team here?
Well, I think from the point of view, you must have a look at, there's been quite a few injuries which have set us back a little bit. But at the end of the day, I think it's important that when any side comes to England, not only India, we've seen them struggle early on with the swing and the seam. And I haven't been played on three wickets, even when I was with England, where the ball has swung around so much for three test matches in a row and seemed and made it difficult for the batters. So it's been pretty difficult for the batters to adapt. We haven't been able to post a score that gives our bowlers to bowl at, and that's what you could look at.
Mr. Fletcher, but in the previous series, in 1997, be it in 2002, be it in 2007, Indian batsmen, especially the middle order and the opening batsmen, had a very decent record in England, probably even better than South Africa and Australia.
Well, it's from our point of view, as you said, they've found it very difficult to handle the swing bowling at the moment, the swing and the seam. And I've seen other sides struggle to go through those situations.
Yeah, Mr. Fletcher, five consecutive innings, and the Indian batting, the formidable Indian batting, is not coming up to its reputation. They're not living up to its reputation. What's wrong?
Well, I think it's important, as I said, at this stage, they've practiced. There's not much we can do much more in the practicing department. It's a matter of getting out there and trying to put that practice out in the middle. And they've struggled to handle the swing bowling and the seam that's been offered to us. I haven't, as I said, been involved where the ball has swung around so often all day. And probably today is the only day where the swing bowling actually got less and less as the day progressed. But in those other two tests, it's really swung around.
Yep. What is the way out? I mean, will you write to BCCI that, you know, whenever the seam and swing is taking place viciously, I mean, Indian batsmen, top batsmen, are failing again and again. What do you advise BCCI?
Well, there's nothing much you can do, because you could come back here and probably at the oval and it might not swing. That's what I'm saying to you, is how can you go out there and practice against swing bowling in India when there's no swing bowling? It's just a matter of them trying to adapt as quickly as they can to the swing and the seam that they've experienced over here.
Your question.
Doug, I know you haven't been with the team very long, but do you sense the guys are fatigued or tired at all? It was a long year on the road, a lot higher.
I mean, that's something you sort of... Sometimes you feel, but I've been on other tours where they've done the same and still played some good cricket. I think what's been surprising is with all this cricket, they've still put in some good performances of practices, and that's where normally you see this fatigue setting in, where the practices are sort of lethargic, there's no intensity, but these blokes, you can give them an optional practice, and they still all pitch up to that practice, which shows they're still keyed up and they want to do well in test cricket.
Sure.
Well, it's a difficult one. I mean, as I say, I've only been here 2 months sort of thing, and just trying to settle in and just see the characters of the individuals, you know, especially the young guys coming through, and trying to assess, you know, if they've got the character to handle a test cricket. Obviously, the best way is to give them an opportunity. We gave a few an opportunity in the West Indies, and they performed quite well out there at times, you know, some of the young guys. So it's going to be a matter of giving them opportunities when they can, but at the same time, it's very, very important that we play the experienced cricketers, because they've got so much to offer India still, and they still enjoy playing their test cricket.
Your
question. Duncan, you were involved with one of the recent great England seam attacks. How does this current one match up to one that you're involved
with? Oh, I don't want to get involved in those debates to comparing teams with teams at this stage. I just think it's important that people must appreciate that they're bowling well.